Hello, ballers. Welcome back to our latest episode of Ballers in Pajamas. We are welcoming Shubham after a very long time here. And we have Nihar also on the panel. We are back with the UEFA Champions League round of 8 draw. So we had pretty interesting results in the round of 16. And there are some interesting matches coming up for the quarterfinals. And it's all getting heated up to book a place in Paris for the final. And let's see how the teams fare and how the matches will be played. So first up, will Manchester City hosting Atletico de Madrid. I mean, Madrid getting another Manchester. So how is that for a thing? We'll go to Nihar. Nihar, what do you think? Manchester City versus Atletico de Madrid.
I think City can demolish Atletico Madrid now because, I mean, you know, it's like the two ends of the philosophies I believe in. I mean, I know Atletico's way of playing is some kind of, you know, I like anti-Mourinho or what to say, anti-football for me. But the way City plays and the way Pep Guardiola operates, I mean, I'm in love with that guy. So the two extreme ends of philosophies where one team wants to keep the ball, the other one don't prefer to have the ball. And both operate on spaces created onto the pitch, at least especially in the middle of the park. Well, I think it's going to be very exciting. I mean, I think City can end up with 80% possession and might still draw or lose. I mean, that can happen too. It's a very realistic possibility. That's my initial take on that. So, Shubham?
I mean, Man City can demolish Atletico any day. But, like, if the first draw becomes like 1-1 or a draw, if it's a draw game, then definitely there will be a big chance for Atletico because they are playing. I think they can defeat Man City, but normally my heart says City. So yeah, that's how it is.
Because we have seen Manchester City, you know, struggling against the smaller teams this season in the Premier League. I mean, they often have the 80%, 90% possession, but still, you know, failing to score goals. So, and Atletico are famous for that whenever they are playing at home. They are obviously a team who will love to defend like mad even after scoring one goal. We saw what happened at Old Trafford, the same thing they did. They just defended. And they just initially scraped through the tie. And they are famous for that. So even if they score, you know, even if it's a first leg is a draw, like 1-1 or 2 or something, they can go there and the Wanda Metropolitano just score a goal and just back play, just defend and just, you know, like make City frustrated and just, you know, just frustrate them out and knock them off. And that will be a huge upset, I guess. And that will be some headlines because City are still favorites to win the Champions League this season.
Yeah, if that happens, Real Madrid will face Atletico in the semi.
Without Ronaldo. Without Ronaldo.
Okay. My heart breaks every time I hear that.
So next up, we'll go to the next fixture. It's Benfica versus Liverpool at first leg. Surprise visitors, Benfica, you know, knocking out the most consistent team in Champions League. Ajax, I mean, Sebastian Haller was having the form of his life. He equaled Ronaldo's record also for the most goals scored in every game. And suddenly they are knocked off by Benfica, you know, by a team who was playing away. And coming from, like in the first leg also, they came back twice to draw level 2-2 and then winning at Amsterdam. It was a very huge achievement, I guess, for them. And now they are facing Liverpool. They have nothing to lose, I guess. So, Nihar, what do you think? Benfica upset, or like, can upset Liverpool, do you think?
You know, instead of saying that Benfica defeated Ajax, you can just say that Ajax sucked those two ties. I mean, they have been pretty rocky since February. As I already told you in the previous episode, like how Ten Hag is not exactly in a proper mental space, you know, because he always had a team around him and because of some infamous and unfortunate, some 16 scandal, I guess, which came out a couple of months ago. His close friend, Overmars, was sacked by Ajax, and ever since, Ajax was struggling in the league too. They're dropping points with the lowest ranked teams in the league, in the adversity, I guess. So, yeah, so Benfica again, I mean, they know only one thing, man. They can just defend, and score on counter. And I really don't think Liverpool are that dumb and foolish enough to leave so many spaces behind for them to operate on. I mean, they have Van Dijk. They also have the very good chances creating fullbacks, and Salah is in his prime form, and Diego Jota. I mean, that guy is not even a starter, but he's having the second most goals in Premier League right now. So with all of their attacking options, very good. And I really think there is maybe 1% outside chance, just because, you know, Liverpool were defeated at Anfield by Inter just 3 days ago, I guess, last week. So maybe just 1% I'll give it to Benfica here, but it's going to be very clean now. Liverpool's win, home and away.
Nice. Would you take Shubham on Benfica versus Liverpool?
Only way Benfica can win this is Van Dijk scores a hat-trick of own goals. And that is not happening. I don't think they're going to win it.
Harry Maguire will be shooting his haters after that happens.
Harry Maguire future, bro. I don't know if he will even be playing next season or not. I mean, yeah, there's no way Benfica can go through this round. They have had a very good run. If they have made it this far, they have done really great. But I think that's where they should stop at this point. And yeah, Liverpool will win at least by 5 goals minimum.
Wow.
Combined with the legs. Yeah, at least minimum 5. Yeah. Because they destroy teams given on their day, man. That they literally destroy. Like, if their day, they'll score 5 like bread and butter. So, yeah, this one game, yeah, that's all you.
Yeah, but after all, you know, Benfica have nothing to lose over here. They can just go out and play freely. I mean, it's a very big achievement, like coming till the reaching the quarterfinals. I mean, it was no joke, you know, beating.
That's when Liverpool scores, man. When the opposition plays freely, that's when they score 4 more goals. We have seen that in the past. Like, if they do go ahead and play freely, they'll.
So, well, that looks like a very, you know, one-sided tie and maybe a cakewalk for Liverpool, as Shubham mentioned. So let's go on to another, you know, one-sided fixture, another ticket to quarter, a ticket to semi-final for sure. Villarreal hosting your Bayern Munich in the first leg. I guess that's a no-brainer. What is going to be the outcome of Villarreal? I already feel sorry for that team, but I already see a baggage of goals coming and Lewandowski breaking Ronaldo's all-time goal-scoring record for sure in that tie itself. So, Nehar, what do you think of the no-brainer?
You know, the best thing Villarreal can hope for is like a home draw. I mean, just how Salzburg held Bayern at their own home, right? But once the thing...
What can they do at Germany, Alliance, man? No chance, man. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, just for the pride's sake, you're saying, right?
So, Jeevan, remember, we were thinking like Salzburg might have an outside chance regarding the inconsistency of Bayern this season, but like, literally Bayern felt so moody that they just scored 7, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. That was like
just gave them 1 goal to go back to Austria again. So, man, Villarreal can't. I mean, they're already deep into this Champions League and they don't have that enough squad depth to compete on all fronts in La Liga too, because they need to try to qualify for next year's Champions League. And they're not in that great position in the league, considering the big giants like Barcelona and Atletico are rounding at 3 and 4 right now. So I don't think they will go all out in case if the first leg goes out. I mean, they go out in the first leg. Like how Sporting, played a very youthful side at Etihad, considering they lost final at home first. So in case the Villarreal are down by 2 or 3, they won't mind taking their big, big stars or stressing them over. So I think it's pretty much straight Bayern Munich's win.
But Villarreal have done pretty well, I guess, in their season Champions League. They defeated the Giants, Juventus, whatever, Leicester, and even, you know, at their own backyard. I mean, that was something. Whatever, maybe they didn't have a good team or something, but still, like, Villarreal did screw up many, many teams. Like, they literally beat Atlanta in Atlanta. That was a big, decisive moment for the tie. It was a good opportunity for them. I mean, they have reached the quarterfinals. It's a big thing. But yeah, I guess time to bid goodbye now. Unai Emery did a great job, I guess. So finally, we go.
Statements.
Ah, exactly.
Shubham.
Easily.
Well, I guess we can move on to the last tie.
Well, balanced tie. Villarreal and Bayern Munich. I mean, both teams are being in fitness. One to score goals, one to concede. So they both are in very good shape. I do believe there will be some matchup. I think they'll be playing a bet on this match, sure.
Well, well put it.
Villarreal versus Bayern Munich.
Yep, I mean, if Villarreal can't.
Thank you.
There was something, Lloyd. Anyway, we'll go on to the final fixture and the big one over here, I guess. I guess we'll be putting Chelsea versus Real Madrid. I mean, I hope last season's semi-finals fixture, this time with crowd. And let me revise it again. There will be no Sergio Ramos, no Rafael Varane. You know, maybe Karim Benzema could be a doubt for the first leg because of the injury he has. And so, again, coming, I'll ask Shubham first. Shubham, what do you reckon of this tie? You know, first leg at Stamford Bridge this time and second leg at the Bernabeu, including the crowd. So, what do you think? Can Madrid have a revenge?
Yeah, we'll have a Madrid derby for sure in the semis. I'm pretty sure. Because Tuchel will have to drive all the way from London to Madrid. That's why they all be tired, very tired.
Very, very good. Well put in there. They are all broke right now. True. But you know, considering still, you know, considering after Chelsea what happened, you know, considering after what happened with Abramovich, but still, Chelsea are looking pretty well. I mean, that did not let them affect the morale or you know anything kind of thing. They are winning games, and you know, they are still in top three. So that's something a good sign for them. So is that worrying? Worrying signs for Real, I mean?
Yeah. No, on a very serious note, Chelsea is a defending champion after all. So, I mean, no one can take them lightly at this point if they have made it to this far. And like when they have won the previous tie, like previous semester. So, and domestically they have performed well.
So, Nihar, what do you
reckon
of this tie?
For a club that boasts, you know, having a very rich history, Real Madrid never defeated Chelsea in any official game, man, till date, zero wins. So, but right now, if you consider the form and everything, I think Real Madrid is in a better state. But again,
one,
I mean, the same
one,
problem would happen last time.
They have one win, right? They have one win, right?
No, they didn't win any official game.
Official
Real
game?
Lost both the legs last year. Sorry, yeah.
No, they drew one at the what do you call that training arena? 1-1 it was.
Oh, okay, fine. That is a really good match. No, it's clearly correct, not corrected anyway. But listen, so what my point is, like the same mistake what Real did last time was like overtiring that aging midfield, Cruz, Casemiro, and Modric, and that's the same case this year too. I mean, I don't know, man, how much that guy can take Modric. What a guy. I mean, he has been keeping in phenomenal performances week in, week out. And again, if Chelsea goes back to three-man defense and, you know, Kante finds his form, I don't think Real will give that much of a threat to Chelsea's defense at least. Most probably because I feel that Benzema can be pocketed in a three-man defense if organized properly. And also, Vinicius can be shut down to an extent. So that's my take. But I think right now, form-wise, I would say that Real Madrid are a bit ahead considering the other issues Chelsea are facing. I mean, God knows how will they travel to Madrid now. That's the most important thing before the team selection.
Nihar, I'll just remind you, Eden Hazard will be returning to Stamford Bridge and that too
at
Stamford Bridge this time. That too, yep. And that's that too, you know, against Chelsea at a packed Stamford Bridge. That is really something to be highlighted for sure. And imagine like he just comes and scores Stamford Bridge. Just imagine the scenes over there.
Okay, Gian, first thing, he should play. I mean, that's something I don't think so will happen now.
Maybe Ancelotti could be saving him.
I mean, it's been like 3-4 months I heard like Hazard. I mean, I don't even remember that Hazard is a Real Madrid player right now. I mean, that
I
sad it is.
That, yeah, it is true. But in, yeah. So, hoping for a
the
very...
The Hazard I saw playing was Thorgan Hazard when there is Eden.
Anyway, that's something to be put on. But yeah, I guess even I have my money on Real for this time for sure, because the way the current form of Benzema and Vinicius is this year, I mean, it's phenomenal. And they have got Camavinga and Federico Valverde also in the midfield, you know, just for a backup wing. And in case Modric or Cruz or either of them, you know, gets injured or maybe rest up for the first leg or something like that. So, anyway, that's it. So, we'll just go on with the predictions. Just so, Nihar, what do you think of the City versus Atletico? I mean, overall, just an overall aggregate score.
I'll go with maybe 4-1 in favor of City.
Okay. And Shubham?
3-2 City.
Oh, wow. I'll go with 2-1 Atletico Madrid. Okay, wow. So we go to the next tie. Benfica versus Liverpool, I guess. I think that should be an easy one for sure. Nihar?
5-0 in favor of Liverpool.
What about you? Same for me, Nihar, by the way.
8-2 for me.
Wow. Nice one. Anyway, we go to Villarreal Bayern Munich. I will say 9-0.
I'll go with 7-2.
8-2. 8-2 kar le yaar. Come on. I'm 8-2 again.
You're made to 8. You're made to say 8-2.
Yeah, man. Man, if you put such fixtures in a Champions League tie at this stage, I mean, Bayern and Liverpool will score 8 goals on a like Tuesday, man. Like, what Tuesday? Wednesday? Kabhi bhi bhai. True. They can score these many goals any day. True. And if you Benfica and Villarreal in front of them, they will be like sleeping before the match.
Okay, and coming to the final and the decisive, you know, main highlight of the quarterfinals, Chelsea versus Real Madrid. Shubham, I'll take with you first.
Oh, this is tricky. Our overall prediction, I'll go with 4-3 Real.
And they are?
I'll go with 2-2, but extra time penalties, God knows who will win.
Wow, okay. I'll go with 4-2 Real Madrid win. Wow. So interesting. That's it from a quarterfinal Champions League take. I guess we hope the fixtures, which are sounding too exciting and, you know, sound to be entertaining. I hope they live up to their expectations and I hope the better team progresses into semifinals. And so, guys, stay tuned. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you, guys.